الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا ورسولنا وعزيزنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. وقال الله عز وجل في شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. All praise, complete glory, total submission is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, the most benevolent, the most kind, the bestower of honor and dignity. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble, beloved, prestigious, honorable, dignified messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his noble, purified family members, and upon the noble and illustrious companions, and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shower upon you all today on this blessed, noble and sacred day of Jumu'ah, and may our attendance become a means for our protection, guidance, for our dignity and honor, for our salvation and success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. And the way that we are gathered here today, may Allah Azza wa Jal gather us all again on the day of Qiyamah beneath the flag of the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, whilst we are entering into the gardens of paradise. Allahumma ameen. Previously on Jumu'ah, we began our discussion on a very important element within each and every one of our lives, which is the element of Izzah. And Izzah is not something which is purely confined to one singular word in the English language, which is honor, but rather it is inclusive of might, it is inclusive of power, of dignity, of respect, of glory, of confidence, and most importantly, of pride in something, of something. And us as human beings, we are all in our own ways, we are seeking some form of Izzah within our lives and our lives that we touch. We are looking for Izzah from our family members, we are looking for Izzah from our friends, from our colleagues, from the world and the society that we live in. We expect and we demand Izzah from our children because they are beneath us, and we expect and we hope for Izzah from those who are above us. This is how human nature is. But the reality for every single one of us should be that we should seek Izzah only and solely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Aziz, the bestower of Izzah, of power, of might and dignity. And He is the one who can give us Izzah, because if we look to the Izzah just of the dunya, it may not be true and it may not benefit us. But the Izzah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one which is beneficial, one which is rewarding for you in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Izzah is something that can be earned by our own actions. You do something And then somebody is happy as a result of your actions and they will give you some form of honor and dignity. But izzah can also be obtained at times by being close to someone or something. You may not necessarily be a prime minister, you may not be very good and have a degree, but if you walk with the right people and if you talk to the right people, as a result of their suhbah, as a result of the proximity that you are to them, you can also be conferred upon izzah. Izzah can be given to you as a result. But this is equally the same as well, that because of your actions, you can also earn zillah. You can earn the opposite of izzah, which is disgrace and humility. And if you are close to certain people, you can also consequently receive that zillah because of who you associate yourselves with. And this is a very key, important concept that we need to understand on where are we going towards, who are we trying to seek izzah from, and is that truly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and are we surrounding ourselves with the right people we can gain izzah from. So izzah is that pride, is that confidence that you have in your iman. This is where it comes down to. The basic and the core of every form of izzah comes down to your iman, comes down to your deen, comes down to your values and your principles of who you are, because you know that your izzah comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes from the deen of Islam. It comes from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why we say, وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives izzah to whomsoever he wishes. And he is also the one who gives disgrace and humility to whomever he wishes as well. So everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we are seekers of izzah from Allah azza wa jal. You know, when you go somewhere or meet someone or do something good or beneficial, then they may give you a badge, they may give you a trophy, they may give you an award, they may give you a certificate, they may give you something to show that they have honored you in a particular way. And then what you do is that you showcase that honor, you wear it with pride, that badge or that topi. This topi here, this hat here, is a form of izzah for those people who have been to Al-Azhar Sharif, those who have studied in that great university. It is a form of izzah. And other things as well within our lives, whether it's, you know, a reward, whether it's a promotion, whether you have a dedicated space for you to park at your workplace or anything else, these are all forms of giving you izzah, signs and symbols of giving you izzah. And then what we do is we wear it with pride. We wear it because it's been given to us, bestowed upon us, whether it is a badge or a watch or a gift or a car or a home or money or anything else, even a title. We use it and we wear it with pride because it is an izzah given to us. But imagine that same izzah given to you, but then you take that badge and you throw it on the floor. Or you take that badge and you sell it and you buy something else. Or you take that title or something, whatever has been given to you in form of izzah and recognition and reward, and you say, I'll substitute it for something else. Or I don't need this and I don't want to use it, I don't want to wear this. The greatest izzah for a mu'min, for a believer, is none other than our iman. This is the iman, the gift, the award, the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the believers. So how can we not wear that with pride? Wear that with honor, wear that with dignity. Why are we as Muslims giving our iman away for something else? Substituting our iman for something else. Somebody gives you an expensive car, expensive clothes, and they expect you to wear it. And then you throw that away and you say, no, I want something less than this. I want to substitute this with something else. The izzah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the hijab, in the modesty. Why are Muslim women and even Muslim men throwing away the hijab of the beard, throwing away the hijab of the covering of the hair, throwing away the modesty, the izzah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the mu'min, the believer, that this is the honor that I have given you? But what do? Allah, we don't want this hijab, it's too restrictive. We don't want this jubba, it's too restrictive. We don't want to have a beard, you know, what will people say? Allah, this iman, we don't want to pray 5 times a day, it's too difficult for us. We are taking the izzah given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of iman, of hijab, of all of the sharia and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, Allah, thank you, but you can have it back. Thank you, but we'll put it to the side. Thank you, but we'll exchange it for something else. Is this how you honor the one who has given you a gift? The one who has given you some izzah? But unfortunately, this is what we are seeing more and more within our community, within the ummah, that people are substituting or throwing away that izzah, that honor of iman, that izzah, the honor of Islam and the sharia, the izzah and the honor of the Quran, the izzah and the honor of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of that, we are no longer those who are worthy of the izzah that should be bestowed upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather we are the recipients who are receiving the zillah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we took away our honor and our izzah, and we pushed away all of these things. So if you want izzah, if you want dignity, if you want respect and recognition, then look at what has been given to you. Honor that iman, protect that iman, honor the hijab, honor the sharia, honor the sunnah, honor the Quran, honor your word. You know, honor your word. What's such a beautiful statement. They say, you know, my honor is my word. My word is my honor. But how many of us honor the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us honor the word of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where is our honor? Our honor was and is and only from the izzah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why, as you remember from last week, when Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala and said, Inna kunna adhalla qawmin fa'azzana Allahu bil-Islam. That we were the most despised and the disgraced and the lowly and the most humiliated nations on the entire face of the earth, but Allah gave us izzah, that honor, that dignity, that respect, that glory, that pride, because of Islam. فَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. And whenever and however you seek that izzah, that honor, that recognition, that respect, that glory, that pride, for you to be accepted and recognized in society by your own or others, if it's not for the sake of Allah, it's not for and via Islam, then you will never receive that izzah, because it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. All izzah, absolute izzah, it's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is given to by Allah to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam we receive the izzah. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But the hypocrites, they do not know what the reality is of izzah. So all of us, we are seeking izzah, as I mentioned, from our family, from our friends, from our community. But we should look to the izzah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us already. We don't need accolades and titles and all of these other things in the world. We don't need that. We should already appreciate the greatest treasures that we have been given by Allah Azza wa Jal. Islam is a religion of honor. It is a religion of izzah. We honor the living, and we also honor the dead in every single way. We honor those who are old, and we also honor those who are young. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has clearly mentioned that those مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يُوَكِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. That those who are not merciful to those who are younger, and those who are not honorable and dignified and respectful to those who are older, they are not part of this ummah. They are not part of those who truly follow me. We honor those who are rich, and we also honor those who are poor. We honor the white, we also honor the black. We honor those with any particular culture or any particular ethnicity or diversity. Why? Because we honor them because of their Islam. And then we also honor them because of their insaniyah, irrespective of their faith. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. That we honor every single children of Adam alayhi salam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored them. So those who are ma'roof, those who are known, those who are unknown, we honor every single one. We honor the Muslims, and we also honor the non-Muslims as well. Our honor is our word. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so respected and so honored, because of his word. They knew whatever he said was always the truth, and he held on to the truth, which is the greatest truth of the Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our deen, we are told to honor our parents. وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. You are commanded to do what? To be honorable towards your parents. It doesn't matter what the situation may be. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. You're not allowed to dishonor them in any way, disrespect them in any way. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ. Then lower yourself down and show your honor towards your parents. This is what you need to do. Pray for your parents. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Look at how our deen is constantly teaching us to be honorable towards our children, to be honorable towards our parents. How the honor was of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. He would stand up in honor for his daughter. He would kiss her on her forehead. He would place her on his sitting place. This is the honor that he would show. He would kiss the girls as well as the boys equally and treat them equally in a dignified and honorable manner. Where is our honor gone? We give more honor to the boys and we give less honor to the girls. What are we doing? We are told to respect and honor our elders, to respect and honor our guest, that whosoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَ. Then you should be honorable and be benevolent and be kind and generous towards your guest. Be honorable towards your guest. All of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, that if you expect honor and if you share honor and you demand honor and you give honor, then the one who is worthy of the most honor is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how much honor do we give to Allah azza wa jal? How much do we honor the Qur'an? I'm not talking about just having the Qur'an on a high shelf within your home or in a closed cabinet within your home. Or, you know, that's not honor. True honor is when you read it, when you reflect upon it, when you understand it, and you live your life according to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is how you honor the greatest gift given to you by Allah azza wa jal. Honor the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Azizun alayhi ma anittum harisun alaykum bil mu'minina raufur rahim. This is the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. That you will honor him, that you will respect him, that you will follow him, that you will aid him and you will support him. This is what you will do to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Where are we in our actual real actions of showcasing our honor to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to his beautiful sunnah, to the way that he dressed, to the way that he behaved, to the way that he interacted with other people, Muslim or non-Muslims? How much do we truly honor the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The reason why I say that is because all throughout the world, if there is a bad name for Muslims, it's not because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and taught them all of these bad things. It's because we have not represented and honored the legacy of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had we truly honored the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam in our words and our actions, the vision of the non-Muslims would be very different of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. They would understand the Qur'an in a very, very different way. We have not honored, but rather we dishonor the Qur'an. People say in our Islamic or our Pakistani tradition especially, and other traditions, that, oh, don't turn your back to the Qur'an. When somebody is standing and they have the Qur'an, or somebody is sitting in front of you, they say, oh, don't show your back to the Qur'an, it is dishonorable, it is disrespectful. But my question to all of those who say this particular statement, how many of us have turned our back to the Qur'an, to the ahkam of the Qur'an, to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every day we are turning our back to all of the commands of Allah, but you are worried about turning your physical back to the physical Qur'an? Do you think Allah cares about this? Or does he care more about you actually turning your face to his ahkam and honoring him and his word? This is the difference between us and the Sahaba ikram, who truly honored Islam because they knew they received their izzah, their waqar and everything from Islam. We honor our mothers. How much do we honor our mothers? Far more than even our fathers. We kiss them, we kiss their hands and we kiss their feet. We know that Jannah is beneath their feet. We honor our women as well. We honor our daughters. But more importantly, if we do not honor the Quran, we do not honor the ahkam, and if we do not honor Islam and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there will be no honor in our lives. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clearly mentioned that the life and the blood and the property and the dignity of a human being, of a Muslim, is far greater than the honor of the Kaaba. And you know this hadith. How would we all react today if somebody tried to bomb the Kaaba? Somebody tried to go and dismantle and destroy the Kaaba? Would be up in arms. But the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam saying that the honor and the dignity and the blood and the life of a Muslim is far more honorable and sacred than the Kaaba itself. But how many of us are ready to slander our women, to degrade them, to gossip, to backbite, to cheat, to lie, to fraud, and do all of these things to the honor of every single Muslim around us within our community. We'll pray with them as soon as we go out of the masjid, and we'll start talking about them, and they're like this and they're like that. And we'll eat with them, and then we'll end up doing something and slandering them and taking away their izzah and their honor. Is this what Islam has taught us, or what it is teaching us? So this is very important for us to realize that true honor first and foremost begins when you honor your Lord, when you honor your deen, when you honor the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if these three elements are missing in your life and in your actions and in your heart and in your mind, then it doesn't matter what you seek in terms of honor and pride and greatness in the dunya. It'll all be wasted and it will not come to any benefit for you in this dunya or in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran not to join those who are themselves dishonorable. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. That those who take the faithless, those who have no iman, the kafirin, for allies instead of those who are faithful. Look at the world, look at our Muslim countries, look at who their allies are, look at who they are talking to instead of talking to the Muslims and supporting the Muslims and aiding them. They're taking the allies as the non-Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, those who take the faithless for allies instead of the faithful, do they seek honor from these unfaithful people? From these people who have no honor within themselves? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying these people have no honor. أَيَبْتَهُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ. These kafirin, these non-Muslims, do you think these people have honor? And they will give you honor? And they will recognize you? They will recognize your state? Will recognize anything? No. فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All izzah is only and solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you within your own personal, social, communal life or international life want izzah, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't turn to these people who themselves are dishonorable, who themselves have no honor because they associate a partner with Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us to remain steadfast with those people who have honor. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Do not grieve at their remarks. Look at the statements that are coming out of so many international organizations and institutions and countries and states. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying those people who have honor in their heart already, they honor Allah, they honor the Quran, they honor the deen of Islam, they honor the sunnah. Don't worry about these mischievous, dishonorable people and their remarks and what they say. Indeed, all might and honor belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the all-hearing and He is the all-knowing, and He will bestow honor upon you. Turn to your brethren, turn to people of iman. We all seek izzah. Where can izzah be obtained from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, man kana yuridu al-izzah. Yuridu, one who wants something, who is seeking something, wants to obtain something. If you want it, where can you get it from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying you can only get it from the source. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, Al-Aziz. فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sovereign of the one who has all izzah. If you desire honor, if you wish for honor, if you are seeking honor, the honor belongs to Allah. Therefore, go to Allah, turn to Allah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that means listen to Allah and obey Allah and listen to what He is saying to you in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Allah الله لطيف بعباده يرزق من يشاء وهو السميع العليم, وهو القوي العزيز. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most attentive to His servants, and He provides for whomsoever He wills, and therefore He is the one who is all strong and almighty. If you want izzah, if you want honor, only go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to those people who have no iman, not to those people who are munafiqs, not to those people who have no honor within their life. Turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. The more you turn to Al-Aziz, the more izzah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon you. But how can you attain that izzah? The only way that you can truly attain izzah in your life is by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the obedience, complete obedience and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only through the Qur'an can you ever receive any izzah from Allah azza wa jal. This is a categorical statement within the Qur'an, and we see this in the life of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, and the hadith that we've been talking about Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, and that فَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ, that whenever you're seeking izzah without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will not receive that izzah. So only through the Qur'an, through the sunnah, through the salihin can you truly achieve izzah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ask yourselves as Muslims, are we worthy of that izzah? Because Muslims are drinking alcohol, Muslims are purchasing alcohol, Muslims are selling alcohol, but they expect somehow for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to still be merciful and grant them izzah. Muslims are fornicating openly, Muslims are doing adultery, Muslims are cheating, Muslims are gambling, they're doing all of this, but they want izzah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are giving interest, but we still want izzah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are buying, we are selling drugs. Our children in this very community are buying and selling drugs, hardcore drugs, but we still want izzah for us. We are ignoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are ignoring the Qur'an, the kalam of Allah azza wa jal, the most honorable kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That book that He has given you as an honor for you, as a crown for you, the iman, the Qur'an, Islam, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are these great gifts of izzah. But what are we doing? We're throwing it away, we're discarding it and ignoring it. And then we are seeking izzah and honor from other than Islam, from other than the Qur'an, from other than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we assume that we will receive this worldly honor. No, that true honor, that true dignity, that true pride, that true confidence, that true maqam and izzah is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can me or you ever be worthy of the izzah from Allah azza wa jal when we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Reflect on your personal life. Reflect on how much honor you have, how much fame that we have, how much acceptance or recognition that we have. Is it just the fame and the recognition of the dunya? Or do you have any recognition or worth before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How hard do you work to achieve the honor of your fellow colleagues, of your employer, of your family, of your siblings, of your friends? But how hard are you working to seek the honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your salah, in your zakah, in your sawm, in every act of ibadah, in praying and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in adopting and in implementing all of the verses of the Quran? Those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any element of the Quran, in any element of Islam or the seerah, they will not receive true izzah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one of the excuses that people generally make is everybody is doing it. Everybody's buying and selling alcohol. Everybody is doing this particular haram act and doing this particular haram act. That's not a justification. That's not a counter argument that you can make. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our mentality, and He mentions in the Quran, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنُّ وَإِن هُمْ إِلَّا يَخُلُصُونَ. That if you follow the majority of people who are doing this sin, who are doing this evil, who are doing all of these dishonorable, despicable acts, these people on the face of the earth, they will lead you away and astray from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't look to these people, especially those who are
have no iman and no faith, look to those people of iman, and then look to those people of amal as well with their iman and with their Islam. Don't just look to the majority of people are doing this, look to what you are doing. Why? Because you will individually be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Allah azza wa jalla mentions, وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْضًا, that every single one of you will individually be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will individually be held accountable for what you did. You won't be able to say, Allah, majority of people were doing this haram act, majority of people were ignoring the Quran, majority of people were living their life like this. No, between you and your Lord, how much did you read the Quran? How much did you implement the Quran? Because without that implementation, you will not receive any true izzah and honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're seeking honor, go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want honor, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want honor, then you must follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, you will not be worthy of that honor from Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, وَجُعِلَ الذِّلْ, and zul in another narration, وَالصِّغَارْ عَلَى مَنْ خَالَفَ عَمْرِي, that humiliation, degradation, being debased and lower to the lowest will be imposed upon those people who disobey the command of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other verses of the Quran, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُزُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Whatever the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has informed you, has instructed you, has directed you to do, then do it. And whatever he prohibits you from and tells you not to do, then do not do it. But how many of us are following the ahkam of Allah, the commands or prohibitions, or the command of Allah or the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam? We pick and choose what we want to be, how much we want to apply the deen of Islam. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away the ru'ub of this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away the honor of this ummah. If we want that honor, if we want that ru'ub, we want that dignity and maqam, then turn to your Lord, implement and your deen 100%, and follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa antumul a'launa in kuntum mu'mineen. You will be the highest, and you will succeed, and you will be victorious if you are true believers, true people of iman, true people of Islam, and true people of ihsan. This is the only way that you will receive izzah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد. Be not deceived by the power and the goings of the unbelievers in the land. So don't look at all of these people, these non-Muslims, and they, you know, this what they portray in the dunya of power and might and dignity and control and honor. Do not be deceived by all of these people on the earth. Ma'wahum there will be here on earth for a small period of time. Mata'un qaleel, a small, a little enjoyment that they will have here on earth, and then thumma ma'wahum jahannam, then there abode shall be in the fire of hell. وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ, and what an evil abode. So if we want to be successful, if we want izzah, then we must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and look to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, strengthen our iman, strengthen our Islam, and follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I mentioned last week, if you want to see a true life example of what izzah is, then look to our brothers and sisters in Gaza at this very moment in time. This is what izzah looks like. That in spite of what is happening, do you see any woman without a hijab? Do you see any woman there without her full jubbah and being modestly dressed? Do you see men there without their beards? Or men there without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They are still grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever the situation is. The children there, they're carrying their own brothers and sisters in their arms, or looking for their family, and they are still there remembering that Allah Azza wa Jal is bestowing everything upon them, that true izzah is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the izzah that the people can give. So izzah is in their clothes, in their actions, in their hearts and in their minds. It's in their practice of their deen. And if we want izzah in our life, just the way Sayyidina Umar Khattab radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, that إِنَّا كُنَّا أَذَلَّ قَوْمٍ فَأَعَزَّنَا اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ, that we were the most disgraced, despicable and despised and lowly of nations and people, but we received our honor only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَعَزَّنَا اللَّهُ, and whenever you are seeking izzah other than from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that you will be disgraced if it's not for or from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and honor us. Allahumma zidna wa la tanqusna wa akrimna wa la tuhinna wa a'tina wa la tahrimna wa athirna wa la tu'sir alayna ya rabbal alameen. Jazakum Allahu khaira wa kuli kawli haza wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Chand ilanat.